Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Niyeh B'Dvarav. We're holding with Siyata Dishmaya Simen Kuf Chav Hilchus Sfira Omer Avimea Sfira V'Chag HaShavuos. Habo Yud Aleph Sifim writes the Halig Rosh Magansvid and Sevala Belol Sheni Shel Pesach Maschila Nisper Sfira Omer. Our second night of Pesach, we begin counting Sfiras Omer v'Sofer Me'umad. Al Chachila, we count while standing. HaMitzvah Yilis Partekeh B'Tchilas Alayla Achar Tzeisek Ochavim. And the mitzvah ideally is to go ahead and count immediately once you get to Tzeisek Ochavim. But the Eved Zmana Kol Alayla, if you didn't chop a rhyme, there's reason Magdimen to chop the first moment after Tzeisek Ochavim, but the Eved you have the entire night. Abebesa Knesses Belele Shabbos V'Yontif. So from Nachra Kiddush, why Kedei Lahaktim Kedushas Yom? And we want to go into the Malkim to Kedushas Yom. So first we'll have the Kiddush, and then we'll count Sfiro. B'motzei Shabbos V'Yontif. So from Kodem Abdullah, Kedei Lahaktim Yitzias Yom. We want to go in and delay at the Yitzias Shabbos. And we've said many times, it's born in Sfar Makadoshe. And then in Shemayim, they react towards you the way you were noheg down here in this world. And therefore many Sfarim say that, Rachman al-Tzana, if a person has to be in Gehenna for a little bit, we know that nobody is in Gehenna over Shabbos and Yontif. So when do you leave Gehenna? It depends, were you Makayim to Sefer Shabbos? If you add it on to Shabbos, they take you out based on when you started keeping Shabbos here. Now, I don't know if early Shabbos is going to work for that. According to the Gra, right, early Shabbos is not a lechachila, but it means whenever you makam Shabbos, you add on the Tosefes. And so too, when you're leaving Shabbos, there's an Indian in what? And adding on Lacha Shabbos to keep, let's say, Rabbeinu Tam, some even keep 90 minutes. Habalamais, if someone's keeping 72 and somebody has to go to Gehenna, they don't bring it back into Gehenna until after when you kept Shabbos down here. It's as leading Bosser, the Shabbos Zamanin that you were conveying down here in this world. Yet another reason to keep Motzei Shabbos. And if you're davening at the first Marav in order to run out to a movie, that might be its own Gehenna, Rachman al-Tzad. So you have to be very careful. But what are we running out for? A person has to be careful. We have to be Ma'achar the Shabbos. Ad kedei kach, that it's best to have the Sfira before Abdullah. How much is that going to add? Another 30 seconds, another 60 seconds. Afilu hochi, anything you can do to be Ma'achar Yitzias Hayom. Shachal Yom to Ma'achar Motzei Shabbos, Shomrim Kiddush V'Avdolah Kosechad and Sofrim Gamkin Kodem Kedei La'achras Avdolah. Again, we want to push off the Avdolah. In fact, on that note, we mentioned in the past the story with the Vilna Gaon. How Vilna Gaon was seen a little bit in his Madriga, but he wasn't looking so happy one day. And his Talmud, Rav Chaim Voloshiner, said, Rebbe, Amar Pesha Advarim, why are you not looking so happy, so geshmak? And the Vilna Gaon said, because I woke up this morning and I thought about Divrei Torah. I was wondering about a difficult kasha that I had, and I came up with a gemalig teretz when I woke up this morning. But I thought about it before I had the chance to recite the Berachas HaTorah. So they punished me in Shemayim. They took away the answer. They took away the Torah. As he said, Barabi, Lamaisa, Bamachilas Kavod the Gro, we don't paskin like you. And Archaim and Uchas Berachas HaTorah, and Simem Zayin, Simdal, we paskin, Maharim and Rebbe Torah, Eno Tzorch Lamarech. We paskin like the Machabra, I in the Bira Gro, he says, Vehegyon Libi, and Yilarotzin. Rebbe, we don't paskin like you. He says, in this world, we don't paskin like me. But in Shemayim, they always react towards you the way you paskin. And since the Gra, Kareem, he argued with the Shulchan Aruch and this Psak, they were knowing Klapi the Gra, the way he, Lamaisa, was knowing. So we have to be very careful. Lamaisa, pushing off Shabbos Ar Kerekach, and we'll make sure to have the Sfiras Omer before the Abdullah, just for an extra 60 seconds. Here we are in Sfiras Omer, we're counting. And how much are we counting? We know we're counting sevens. We're counting 7 weeks. Mamash Shlemus, seven is the number of Shlemus. We've been Maruch in this Indian many times. We will not go to be Maruch now. We certainly don't have the time. But we all know seven, Grom, Haral, Rav Yitzchak Eisenchofer, v'chulei, v'chulei, seven is shleimus, is shviya, as shvi is svia, is satisfaction, is completion. 7 days of the week, 7 years of the Shemitah cycle, seven is shleimus, that is the number seven. When you have a shleimus times shleimus, that's what? 49. 49 is seven times seven. And what is the fundamental, basic, essential in the entire world? Mayim, Geshem. The world can't function without the Geshem. And what's Geshem? Gimel Shemem. Gimel Shemem is Gematria 343, which is a chazok of shleima, 7 times 7 is 49. Nelchamol times 7 thrice is 7 times 7 times 7 yields gematria 343. Gematria geshem, that's the staple of olam hazeh, which has 7 skies, chagigi yubesim abes, which has 7 continents, which has 7 seas. It's all about the number 7. So too, we now have to count the weeks. We have to count 7 weeks, a week composed of 7 days. We gotta count it 7. It's gotta be Shlemus. It's gotta be the 7 times 7. Now, what's the sinyan of counting? What is it all about? Famous are Chaim HaKodesh and Parshas Emruch of Gimel Tezvav, himself based in Azor HaKodesh, and it's bought by the Chidah Mimbar Kedemus and other Makomas as well. Now listen to an Or Chaim HaKodesh, one of the few people in history who is referred to as a Kodesh. And what's this idea? Svartam Lachem. What's Umru Lachem? Hashem's commanding us to count 7 weeks. Aviyam Rosal the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Emor Chel Gimel Daf Tzadi Zayin Amin Aleph writes the Zohar, and this idea of ki letzad shahayu betumas Mitzrayim. And we know we just came out. We were holding a memtah shari tuma. Halolo of the Avodah Zarah, halolo of the Avodah Zarah. We were shakua legamri, fully immersed and engrossed in the tuma, a Mitzrayim, a depravity, a perversity of zirno susim zamosim b'sar chamor and b'sarab ayatayses shuvas daf gimel and beis limus ludo and shari. And this is something Rabbi Tam the Rivo, they talk about it legabe all goyim. This was Mitzrayim. They were tuma. And now, Ratz Hashem Lizdavig Liyamazo, the Yemish to Rabachinus the Chosen, wants to get married to Klaus over Rabachinus the Kalo. So Dan Bo Kemishpat Nida Shadino Lisper Zayin Akiyim. After a woman who is married undergoes a state of Tumas Nida based on her menstrual cycles, she needs to count the Sufra Law. She has to count the Zayin Akiyim in order to then be pure once again for her husband. We have to be pure to once again reunite with our husband of Kodesh Ruchu Kaviyochol. We too have to count Zayin Akiyim, then it should be what? We have to count 7 days. Let's count 7 days. Why do I have to be machmer and count 7 weeks? We need 7 weeks. Why? We can only go ahead. Kala wants to get married. She's got to count Zayin Akiyim. So too, we have to purify ourselves of Tumas Mitzrayim and count for 7. Agam kisham shiva yomim, vekan shiva shavuos. Aye, but a need only has to count 7 days. Why do we have to count 7 times 7? Alatzan haflogas hatuma. That's tumas nida, tumas Mitzrayim for 230 years. It's going to take a good 7 times 7. There it takes 7 days to get rid of tumas nida, to get rid of tumas Mitzrayim. Zimrasus is a muslim, takes a lot longer. But a chazaka of 7 times 7, and this idea of shleimus, that'll be enough. Vegam ayos. This is what they need, and they need to go and count these 7 weeks corresponding to the 7 days. That's the Chaim HaKodesh, that's the Chidah, all based on the Zohar HaKodesh. This idea of 7. And perhaps as a shtickel smach to the Orachai, and to flesh it out a little bit, I'll listen to this Mayudik Rav Yudah Chassid. This Ma'udik Rabbi Yudah Chassid, it appears in the Pirush Rabbi Yudah Chassid in Parshas Tazria, and Haftarah in Tazria. It appears in the Rokeach as well in Parshas Tazria, Perikiv Gimel Posik Tes. The Rokeach brings it b'shem Rabbi Yudah Chassid. Reish Yud Ches, that's the Rokeach's abbreviation, Rabbi Yudah Chassid. It brings the same shot, and it's in the Sefer Gematrius. A few years ago, they found all the Ksavim, and there's a 2-volume set, Rabbi Yudah Chassid, Sefer Gematrius, and all those four Ma'udik collections. Listen to this Sefer Gematrius. Oh, Skuf Yud, if you forgot everything I told you until now, ain't no way you're going to forget this beauty. So sit back and relax in the remaining 15 minutes that we have, because that clock is moving pretty fast. So, now let's take a look at Kuf Yud. We got plenty of time until 8:05, Baruch Hashem. So taking a look at Kuf Yud. Listen to this, if you don't chasen. We have a story in Malachim Beis, Perkei. Which talks about Naaman, the Sartzav of Melech Aram. We had a general of King of Aram's army. His name was Naaman. And what happened? He was afflicted with leprosy. And he hears about the Nishkodol. He hears about a Novi be Israel. How Yishkodol Lefnei Adonav. Well, even that's describing Naaman. He was a Gibor Chayo and he was a Metzaira. So what happens? He's told that there's a Novi. He might be able to cure him. So what does he do? Vayamar Pesach Amayis LeElisha. So Elisha's not at the door. He sends a Shliach. Vayishach Elav Elisha Malach Leimor. Elech Rachatz Teshiva Pomen Beyardein. Aviyosh Besorcha Lachovet Taher. And what are you going to do? You're going to dunk in the Yarding 7 times. And Nalman says, what are you crazy? He says, I went to the Jordan River. I got much better waters. Where I come from, I got the best. And we know anyway, it's not good. Water's not good for Mitzrayim. Paro had to use blood, but water's generally not good. He says, and I got the hot baths, and I got the specialized swimming pools to go into if I'm going to even take that chance. But the Yarden, who's going to go into the Jordan River? And of course, they convince him, look, Nalman, he got nothing to lose. He's a big person. He's an ish. He's a novi. You may as well listen. So what does he do? And his flesh returns. He's mamash a youngster all over again. He dunks 7 times in the yard and he runs back to Elisha. Oh, he's got to be Makar Tov. Unbelievable story. And the kash obviously is, yes, Elisha was a Navi. But Lamaisa, how did he know to tell him? And where did Elisha get this? Oh, you know what? Abishta wants you to dunk in the Yarding 7 times. Where would it come from? Rites of Yudah Chassid, bought by his son. And the Perushe, Rabbi Yudah Chassid al HaTayro, here in the Sefer Gematria, penned by him, and by the Rokeach in Tazriyu Gimel Tes, quoting the Rabbi Yudah Chassid. And he says as follows, he says, Elisha said, I took a look at his name, and his name is Naaman, Nun Ayin Mem Nun. She says, I thought about it, and in the Chumash we have 3 and only 3 psukim that start with a nun, end with a nun, and have an ayin mem in the middle, just like the name Naaman. And the name Naaman is nun ayin mem nun. It starts and ends with a nun, and has an ayin mem in the middle. Naaman is im nun. So let's look at the 3 psukim in the Chumash that have im nun. And the Megala Mukas, he Torah brings us v'shem the Megala Mukas from Nota Shapiro. But even before the Megala Mukas, you have already one of the Gedolim Rishon, Rabbi Nachosid. She says, what are the 3 psukim? Parshas Tazria, negat saras kisiya ba'odom. It starts with a nun. And see, the Hemshech HaBosik, it ends with a nun. A Negatras to see other Mehuva El HaKoin. When a person has a Negatras, they'll bring it to the Kohen. Starts with a nun, ends with a nun. And has an Ayin Mem in the middle. And then in Dvarim Yurches Tesvov, Novi Mikir B'cho Me'achecha Kamoni Yakim L'chashem L'kecha Elov Tishma'un. That starts with a nun and ends with a nun. Ayin Mem in the middle. And the final Pasuk in Chumash is in Shlach B'mimbar L'amad Beis L'amad Beis Nachum Namor Chalutzim. Lifnei Hashem Etzkanan, V'itano Chuzes Nach Lesinim Ever LeYarden. 3 psukim. What does the first one talk about? Neged Tzaras. Somebody who has a Tzaras. Pasuk number 2. What do? You go to a Navi and you listen to a Navi. And number 3 is what? We're going to cross the Yarden. Zot Elisha Navi. I looked at his name now. I'm on. It begins with a nun. It ends with a nun. It has an Ayin Mem in the middle. Amela. He knew this wasn't even a Nevuah. He says about everything is Merumas in the Torah. And everyone's name and life is Merumas in the Torah. Must be. Let me look into the Chumash. Where can I find 3 psukim that start with a nun, end with a nun, and have an ayin mem in the middle? One pasuk talks about saras. Naaman's got saras. One pasuk says he go to a navi. Naaman just came to the Yeshulakim. He just went to the navi. And what's the navi going to tell him? Elof Tishmon. He's going to tell him dunk into the Yarden. The 3rd pasuk that starts and ends with a nun and has the ayin mem in the middle. And that's kufa how Elisha navi knew, and that's why he told him to go ahead and dunk in the Yarden. Ad kan megala mukas. Ad kan. Rokeach needs a beer though. Why 7? Why 7? Alam Zion Palavra continues to be requested. Then all you see from the Sukkim is dunk in the Yarding. Just go in once and sell. Why 7 times? So here in the Sefer Gematrias, he says, El Zion Rafua Yish B'chumish. There are really more, but he explains why those are not to be included. 7 mentions of the Lashon of Rafua in Chumish. Mela, he wants a Rafua Shalema. He's got a dunk 7 times. Can I get the 7 mentions of Rafua? That's what Yudah Chassid writes here in the Sefer Gematrias. However, in the Perushi HaTorah of Yudah Chassid, he says a different shot. And listen to the Lashon. It's bored in the footnotes here. His son quoting his father. He says, I asked my father, Rabbi Yudah Chassid, Lama Zayin Palmim. So he wrote a different thing than what he answered his son. That's both correct. Lama Zayin Palmim, Vamar Li. Bavor, Sheshar Mitzrayim, Mazin Aleim Zayin Palmim. Astam Mitzrayim, regular Yiddish afflicted with leprosy. You have to sprinkle on him 7 times. Vidima Elisha Rechitzas Goy, Lahazayas Yisrael. A regular Jewish Mitzrayim needs to be sprinkled upon 7 times. Naaman, who's a guy, it's not going to be as easy. Naaman's a guy. He doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael.
He's mushukshakua and tumah of the umas olam. It's going to take more than 7 sprinklings. By him, a sprinkling isn't going to cut it. It's not going to suffice. He's got to dunk the whole body 7 times. But about it's a din and tahara yidei shiva, a regular yid who's endowed with kedushas Yisrael, it will be sufficient to go in and just sprinkle upon him 7 times. But a guy, in order to go in and get rid of that by the guy, you're going to have him dunk 7 times. What do you see from this Rehuda Chosid? And when it comes to Kedushas Yisrael, 7 sprinklers will suffice. But the guy, Anamun Shakua, and the Tumas, the Velt, he's gonna need to dunk the entire body 7 times. Daima to getting rid of the Tsaras of a Yid, he will require the dunkings. And now we go back to the Rechaim HaKadosh. Klal Yisrael right now is a Mem Ten Shari Tuma. We're holding Mamish by Tumas Agoyim, right? So Menachem Mendel Mishklov in the Kisvei HaGramam, the Tama Muvak of the Vilna Gaon. And Moav, we know, represents all the Tuma in the world. Moav, Benos Midjan. And Moav, the whole source of Moav, Meavi, going back to the Maisa Benos Lot. What is Moav Tuma, right? So Menachem Mishklov, what do you think the Gematria of Moav is? Gematria 49, they corresponded to the Mem Ten Shari Tuma, right? So Menachem Mendel Mishklov. And we came out, we were holding a Mem Ten Shari Tuma. We were Shakua and Tumas Agoyim, Eina Chanami, another smach to the Orchaim Hakodesh based on the Zohar. If the whole Indian is to shtel to Tumas Nida, there it's a feist to have what 7 days. Why do we have to count 7 times 7, 7 weeks? Again, because just like Naaman, when you're Shaku in the Tumah of the Goy Yishevel, the sprinklings aren't going to cut it. You have to dunk. The Fiyani is Daiti, it's Mamas Dezel, it's Nach over here. Why do we have to count 7 times 7? Eina Chanami, a regular Yid, you want to go in and sprinkle? Count 7 days, Tumas Nida, 7 days, you're holding my Kedushas Yisrael. And now what? There's a Tumah Nida that a Yisrael contracted, it'll take 7 days to cleanse yourself. Key to a rebirth, just like the world came into being. 7 days, you need to undergo rebirth and reemerge of Briya Chadosha Mamish Pshutu Kimashmo. But holding my Memta Shari Tumah, Wishaku Lagamri in the Tumah, 7 days isn't going to cut it. You got to go, Mamish. It's got to be 7 weeks, 7 times 7, a Shlevis of that Indian. And only then will that be accounting Masafra, the Zion Shavuos. And that'll be a Sapir. That'll be Mamish. That'll light things up. That'll purge us and create us pure and pristine once again. 7 days will not suffice. We'll need the 7 weeks. Here we are in the 7 weeks. You should be zeicher to get all that tumah out of the system piecemeal, one day at a time, until we can get to the level of Kedusha Tara to finish off the engagement process and get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again. By Matan Torah, Yishakayach, and Gatanat, Ramayd, Rabbi Nubagur, tonight in the Beis Meresh, starting in the Mishnah Maseches Megillah, here in the Beis Meresh, E15. Tonight, followed by Ali Shor, Ravoba, Ali Shor, Chedek Sheni, here 9 to 9:30 in the Beis Meresh, and 9:30 to